So, my brothers and sisters, last night, 5 minutes to six, ready for the rapture. I was in this church preaching and I said, for those of you who are sinless, you're on your way. But I kept preparing my homily because I know I wasn't going. The sinners stay. Interestingly enough, nobody left. No wonder we're called the church that specializes in sinners. Here we are. And so, my sisters and brothers, it's not bad to think about what it will be like on our last day. Not a bad thought to remember those things in our life that will help us to make sure that our lives are lived with greater freedom, greater attention, and with a greater appreciation of those wonderful words of Scripture today. So the rapture brought me to Paul Contineau once again. And in his beautiful book, How Big Is Your God? And Harold, that's the question. How big is your God? He says a Zen master was asked, what is the secret of your life, of your mysticism? And the Zen person said this, every morning I get up with a feeling that this might be my last day. And he was asked, doesn't everyone know that? And the Zen master said, they know it, but I feel it. Oh. We all know we're going to have a last day. We will not get out of this deal alive. No question about it. But do we feel it? We know it, but do we feel it? Then he says, how do you live fully? Aware of that, feeling that. He said, life is to be lived as if you were in the presence of a striking cobra. Whoa. When you are in the presence of this deadly creature, this poisonous cobra, you are not thinking about your sins. You're not thinking about the great things you've done in life. You're not thinking about your wealth or your prestige or your title. Just call me Monsignor Cobra. Because there is no point in that. You are not thinking about what people say or think about you. You are fully in the now. Just think for a moment. This present moment is part of every moment from the beginning of time. This present moment is eternal time. The chair you're sitting on, the ground that your feet are on. When you are living life fully in the now, fully here, you're living eternal life here and now. And then finally, he says, from an Indian tradition, Father Sebastian's leaving this week, so why not do a little Indian tradition? Of a man who was being chased by a tiger. The fellow ran and ran until he reached the well, jumped into the well, and landed on a tree limb that was just jetting out in the middle of the well. He looked up, and what he saw there was the tiger waiting on top of the well. When he looked down, nothing but poisonous snakes at the bottom of the pit. He looked around, and there was a delicious piece of seasoned fruit. He stretched out his hand, began to taste and enjoy the ripe, sweet fruit. Now think about that. This is great psychology, says Brother Paul, and spirituality. A wonderful way to live, and I believe it. I mean, I see tigers and snakes all day long. Just because there's a tiger above me or snakes below me, why should I deprive myself of the beauty, the gift of this moment? Now, I know that some of you are already planning where you're going to have your first drink after dinner tonight. I know it. I can see it in your faces. I'm already dreaming about going to bed. That's the difference of our ages, you know? But if we do that, brothers and sisters, we'll miss the rapture, the grace, the gift of this moment. We try to do that this week. So instead of just, you know, saying, why don't we try to live that? How about that? So the gospel. David, by the way, just got back from giving a retreat for some of his brother priests. That's got to be tough. I wouldn't know what to say or do. So good for you, David, that you have that ability to speak to these great people about their spiritual journeys. The gospel message is a great message, but the first line is, he could have shut the book after the first line. It says in that great gospel tonight, have no fear. Have faith in God. Have faith in me, faith in Christ. Let your hearts not be troubled. How do you do that? How do you live in the belief that what's given to us is given to us in this mighty gift of our God, that we are all children of God, we're blessed by God. There's nothing worse, it seems to me, than meeting people who are full of fear, full of anxiety, full of worry. You can see it all over them. It's not attractive. It brings no one to that person or to Jesus Christ. It just doesn't. And yet so often we can live in that, in the fear of what will be or what happened or what will become or all those things that so often fill our lives. Take out of your hearts, John says. Be without that fear. Live in the belief and trust of your God. Listen to this little story. This grandmother went in for Christmas shopping for her grandchildren. She has a list of children. And good grandmothers do that, don't they, on Christmas? Yes, they do. Even bad grandmothers do that on Christmas. We all do it on Christmas. So there they were. And she was going down the list and finding these beautiful, beautiful gifts. And a little girl was outside, and she looked very, very tattered and poor. And she had her eyes like saucers looking inside and seeing all these gifts. So grandma went out, took her by the hand and brought her back in and said, get anything you want. Take it. It's yours. The girl went to the ceiling. So she picked the best gift she could find and she had it in her hand and she's walking out like this and she's so happy and so excited. And she looks up at this old lady and she said, are you God? And the old woman said, kind of stunned for a moment, no, she said, but I am a child of God. And the little girl, without blinking an eye, looked right back up at her and said, I knew there was a connection. Wouldn't that be wonderful if this week we lived in that great truth? Less fear. Great hope, believing that we're all children of our God. Would it make a difference? Yes, it would. Someone might even come up and say, I knew there was a connection. instead of saying, whoa, don't talk to her today. You know how it is. Yeah. How do we do all that? How do we live in that great gift of the power and grace of the moment? How do we live believing this great message that you and I have been given? Last Friday, a week ago, not this Friday, a week ago, a guy walked into my office who'd been doing a lot of our video stuff for Holy Saturday Night. He's a lovely guy. I haven't seen him for a while. And he handed me this little book. It's entitled The Richest Man in Town. So, of course, I was interested. The Richest Man in Town. Thank you. He just got it. And it's about a guy named Marty. Marty lives in South Dakota. Now, I like South Dakota. It's not Minnesota, though. South Dakota. And he lives in a trailer park. He's very little. Four wonderful children, however, and a great family, wonderful wife. He loves his family, loves his wife. At 71 years of age, my age, that's why I love the story, Marty decides he's got to go back to work because his health policy is no good. And he needs better health for his family. So he goes back to work at a new store that just opens in South Dakota. Brookingdale, I think, is the name of the city. 20,000 people. Walmart. Walmart opens in South Dakota. And so there's Marty as the official greeter of Walmart. And he's terrific at it. And because he's so good, they promote him to be a cashier. And in a year, in the period of a year, Marty, at this cash register, literally begins to accrue a line down the store. All the other cash people are just empty. Nothing's going on. But Marty's line is always a line waiting for Marty. And you know what it is? This guy, V.J. Smith, wrote to the Walmart, and they made Marty the hero. You know, they pick heroes out of the whole organization. It wasn't the CEO. It wasn't the guy in charge of personnel. Wasn't the guy in charge of marketing. It was Marty, the cash register guy in South Dakota. Why? Because when you would come up, he'd say, Wayne, we're praying for your uncle tonight. I was at church, and I heard that, and we're praying for him. Yeah, thank you. Take your money. Get the receipt. Get the change or your card. Walk around the counter. Look you right in the eye. Take you by the hand, or if you knew you a little better, a hug, and say, thank you so much for coming to Walmart today. That's it. How about that? He's not the president, not the governor, not the mayor. He's just a guy at a cash register. And he's changed the face of Walmart in South Dakota. That's very refreshing for me. To believe that it isn't our title or entitlements. It's how we take small little things and continue to create something very, very beautiful for God. So this guy, Smith, writes the book about Marty, gets to know him, writes him. Marty just died recently. And in the book, Marty gives his philosophy. Three things. I want you to remember this. Doggone it, I'm going to come back and test you about it next week. I'm not probably on next week. You'll be saved. Here are the three things. Number one, he says, relationships. Hands down, relationships. Number one. No matter what's going on in your life, if your relationships are not good, brother, you're in trouble. Number one, relationships. First, always. Two, just do some tiny little bit more. So when you say to me, Monsignor, where's the bathroom? Instead of saying, go out the door, go up the steps, go around the circle, I say, let me take you. Here, let me show you. Just, What does it take? Nothing. Just that little bit more. And this is the kicker, number three. So relationships, a little more. What is it? Relationships, a little more. You got it? Here's number three. I love this. This is Marty. You're the only person who can make yourself a happy person today. Nobody else can do that for you. No circumstance, no event, nothing can make you a happy person today. Just you, brother. So if you've come into this church tonight and you say, God Almighty, Lloyd Torgerson again, oof, I hate that music, I can't stand this church, you're not having a very good day. But if you believe deep inside your heart by God's grace that a gift awaits you, that this is a blessing and a gift and a grace, I think it will be. Really do. So let your hearts not be troubled, my brothers and sisters. Let your hearts not be troubled. Trust in God. Trust, great person, Jesus Christ.